Hi, friend. This is Mary DeMuth, and this is Pray Every Day, where I pray you through the Bible verse by verse. And we're going through a harder book right now. We're going through the book of Job, but I think it's a really important book for those of us who've walked through suffering in the past couple of years. And I think that's about 100% of the population. So I'm glad we're reading about it. We're also reading it because there's some friends of Job who have not been the best of comforters. And so it's the cautionary tale that we need to read so that we don't act in the same way. All right, so I'm going to finish up Job chapter 24. I'm going to read verses 13 through 25 in the World English Bible. And this is what it says. These are of those who rebel against the light. They don't know its ways, nor stay in its paths. The murderer rises with the light. He kills the poor and needy. In the night, he is like a thief. The eye also of the adulterer waits for the twilight, saying, "No eye will see me." He disguises his face. In the dark, they dig through houses. They shut themselves up in the daytime. They don't know the light, for the morning is to all of them like thick darkness, for they know the terrors of the thick darkness. They are foam on the surface of the waters. Their portion is cursed in the earth. They don't turn into the way of the vineyards. Drought and heat consume the snow waters. So does Sheol, those who have sinned. The womb will forget them. The worm will feed sweetly on him. He will be no more remembered. Unrighteousness will be broken as a tree. He devours the barren who don't bear. He shows no kindness to the widow. Yet God preserves the mighty by his power. He rises up who has no assurance of life. God gives them security and they rest in it. His eyes are on their ways. They are exalted yet a little while and they are gone. Yes, they are brought low. They are taken out of the way as all others and are cut off as the tops of the ears of grain. If it isn't so now, who will prove me a liar and make my speech worth nothing? Mind if I pray for you? Lord, again, we see just this dualistic nature of bad things happen to bad people and good things happen to good people, and no nuance of what happens when we suffer unjustly. And Lord, many people suffer unjustly, but you, Jesus, suffered unjustly more than any other human being ever to walk the earth, taking on the sins of myself and everyone in the earshot of Pray Every Day, bearing the weight of what wasn't fair upon your shoulders. You didn't even know sin. It says, "He who knew no sin became sin for us." And so, Lord, thank you. I mean, really, that's just the gospel. It's taking, you have taken on the sin of mankind, of humankind, and bore the weight of it so that we wouldn't have to. And now we've been endowed with the Holy Spirit to be able to live with joy and light and hope. So, Lord, in light of that, I just want to thank you for that. I want to thank you for your gospel, and I hope and pray that I live it every day. Lord, we pray for, I pray for those who are suffering today, particularly under the weight of an evil person. It may be someone in their family. It may be someone they work with. It may be someone in their neighborhood. I don't know, but you know, and you are the God who sees and hears, and you see the wickedness that's going on. You hear about it, and you will repay. That vengeance is yours, declares the Lord. And so, Lord, I just thank you so much. It's not my job. I don't have the whole story. I don't know the nuances. I can't know why that person is acting that way. And Lord, as I even say that in this breath, I think, you know, sometimes I'm an enemy to others as well. So search my heart and show me if I've been acting in that way. Lead me in an everlasting way, a kind way, the pathway of holiness. Lord, I want to be more holy every day. I want to be walking the sanctification journey where yesterday was, you know, is gone, but today is all I have. And in this day, I honor you with my lips. I honor you with my life. I honor you with everything that I'm doing and my relationships in particular. And I trust you for that. So Lord, deliver us from evil. Help us to discern it. Lord, sometimes it looks a lot like Christianity, because it says that Satan disguises himself as an angel of light. And so it takes some pretty extreme discernment to be able to discern truth from error, and wolves that are in sheep's clothing. And so we pray that you would give us that kind of wisdom and discernment today. We need it, Lord. We can't see everything. We acknowledge our need for you and our need to rely on you for everything. And so we just lay our lives down before you again. We ask that you would glorify yourself through us in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you so much for listening to Pray Every Day. If you want to support the podcast, you can go to Patreon. It's patreon.com/prayeveryday. And you can look at that page and figure out what you want to do. Thank you to all of you who do support the podcast financially. And thank you to all of you who pray for the podcast. I really feel those prayers. And as you may know, it might be a shock to you, but I really believe in the power of prayer.